There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
4, 3, 2.
I was going to say, keep the tempo, see what happens. Like,
and 5.
What are we doing?
What up, y'all? Welcome here. I'm Gary Austin. She's
that chick, Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Welcome to Here's the Thing. We love you guys. You were missed. We got a lot to talk about. Church announcements. Dallas, y'all showed up.
Favorite city in America.
Y'all had maybe my greatest set of this tour. Oh, my God.
Texas be doing it.
Little Rock, y'all pulled up. Okay. You know what I'm saying? For the one last ride, y'all pulled up. Houston, y'all pulled up as well. And Austin, y'all do what y'all always do, bring the good energy, no matter what day of the week it is. Next up, Kansas City, it's your last turn. The way these tickets are going, I was right when I didn't come. Knew myself. The last time I was supposed to go to Kansas City, Jay passed, and I'm grateful to him because it made me cancel a show in Kansas City that I didn't want to do.
God.
And they said, come back, Kevin. I said, I didn't. And y'all are dishonoring my brother's memory with these ticket sales.
Wow, that is egregious.
St. Louis, y'all doing y'all thing. Chicago, been sold out. Detroit, you're doing great. Philly, Richmond, Chesapeake, great, great, great. London, y'all is big beans and toasting it up. Y'all breaking records.
Bring your own beans.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a good thing or
not.
Nah,
y'all
I know
killing
they like
it in London town.
Okay.
The only thing that sucks super bad is Buffalo and Louisville, Kentucky.
God
both
dang
of you guys
Kentucky.
Are done. You hear me? Done.
You'll be mine.
Nashville, Memphis, y'all doing great. Toronto's doing great. Newark doing great. Columbus is actually doing great. Angel, what's going on in your neck?
You know, same as always. Same as always. ShopMamaLikes.com where you can get your black mommy care on.
All right. We got a lot to talk about today.
Oh, yeah.
The most interesting interesting thing happened in the political atmosphere.
Yeah.
The war plans were leaked into the group chat.
Yes.
Just and hours before said war plans were activated.
1,000%. Right. And this is not even a joke. Now, let me tell you what I find. So what happened is there's an app called Signal that is I thought was used for illicit sex and setting up illicit sex.
I believe
you can't like trace the texts and they disappear, all kind of illicit things. Big for scammers, big for sexers and whoremongers and stuff like that. From what I understand, hold on, somebody's saying they were not leaked. The article I said the guy was in the group chat with the Secretary of Defense.
He was in the
editor for the Atlantic.
The editor for the Atlantic said he was
Gold,
in there.
Yeah. Jeffrey Gold.
Goldberg.
Gold. Something. Gold and Gold.
It was something that sounded like the actor.
He got added to the group chat.
Added to the group chat like we're gonna bomb them.
He was just at the grocery store and he said he got war plans.
Like 2 hours before they went off, he was like, wait a second. This is matching up.
And this is why when you're my friend in my group chat, if you're the first of your name, you like Angel is just Angel. Mm. Actually, she's that chick Angel. Soon to be that dick Angel. Because I know I don't have Josh.
Bitches.
I got a lot of Joshes. I got a cousin Josh. So Josh is Josh, the head of production. I'm big on if I have more than one person, I put
the
how I know them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When we first started, when Josh first got started, he was the head of production. He ain't never really changed being the head of production in my phone. His title has changed. But once you got multiple names, you got to explain to yourself who is who.
Yeah,
you know, like Tab. I ain't got two tabs in my phone.
There ain't gonna be a lot of Tabitha.
I ain't got to worry about it.
You definitely ain't gonna
but
have a
Anthony,
bunch of chances.
I got all kind of aunt. I got Anthony. I got aunt. You know, I go last name. That's what I do. Uh-huh. But also, I don't have war plans.
Yeah, so, you do. You always have war.
You have concepts of
with
war.
The devil. We're warring against principalities. What is a principality?
You know, I don't know. I don't really know.
A principality, because it sounds like, serious.
What? A principality. That's what I always imagined. Like, the weapons of a warfare are not carnal. They're like, hey, carnal's like, oh, we're on the earth. But principalities are like, hey, we are principalities. Principalities. And they be rolling together like, because they ain't one principality.
Because it's a bunch of them.
Principalities, yeah. So okay. Of all the plans to leak, of all the people, the editor of The Atlantic might not be the person.
Yeah, I think someone who has their own journalistic platform to say what you just said to them would be the last person.
Yes.
That's like when you try to talk about somebody in another group chat, but you accidentally send it to the person that you're talking about. It's almost that bad.
That has happened to me before. Well, not talking about the person. Leaked the masturbation plans one time.
To your children?
No. To my homegirls. We had a group chat. Me, Melissa, and two of our homegirls who remain nameless for the sake of their identities.
That's
when I was deciding if masturbation was a sin for me. And I was estranged from Melissa. Not estranged, but I was going to not be away from her for like weeks. Mm. And I text her. I said, hey, do you think masturbation is a sin?
I was asking Melissa if it was okay.
If she thought masturbation was a sin, cause I finna beat that meat into oblivion.
Uh-huh.
And my homegirls responded and they were like, I don't think so. And at the moment I got the text back, I said, you know what, the urge is gone. So now we call that M-gate M-gate. And it was years before broached that subject again. So I know a little bit of something, but here's what I want to say, Angel.
Tell me.
Do you remember when a certain woman was running for president? And
recently?
A couple years ago, about 2016, I believe. Mm. And the big mark on her was the emails.
Mm-hmm. Benghazi.
Benghazi and the emails.
Look at the emails. Lock her up. Benghazi.
Benghazi. You remember how much the doggone emails felt like the only talking point for 2 years.
Yeah.
The emails, Benghazi, the emails, the emails.
Yeah,
the so now
that.
When a person who does not have security clearance is in a group chat, also didn't know that war plans were texted.
They're wouldn't have thought
didn't
either.
They're normally,
I forgot what the rooms were called. They're called TIFFs or Spiffs, I think they're called spiffs, in major offices that where these things would be discussed. Spiffs are rooms that are dedicated that are allowed with no cell phones.
Skiffs.
Okay.
Sounds like something you leave in your drawers after you.
That's what they did on Signal, but you can't take your phones in. You can't take any documents out.
Sensitive compartmented information facilities.
With a C then. I was gonna say
SCIF.
And secure lines.
Yes.
That's where the things are even supposed, even after hours.
Yes.
That's the thing. It's like, well, you got to take work home. But no, not war plans. War plans, you got to talk in person.
That's what I thought.
Just follow up. Hey, man, remember what we were talking about earlier?
I was thinking. With your boy.
With the fire emoji? They were putting emojis in there, man.
1,000%. I said, I didn't know these things were so casually. To me, texting is too casual for war.
I feel like you might as well get the piece of paper, fold it up, and do the MASH thing. Who are we bombing this time? I don't know. Tel Aviv. Like, you know what I'm saying? It feels like that, like a chance. Not really serious about it.
And also, hey, gonna text out war plans. Might want to double check who's in the chat.
Yeah, no.
Because you didn't even catch him lurking. He could have lurked for years.
He could have scrolled back. He scrolled back. I'm sure he found something crazier.
That's
let me tell you,
wild.
I would be lurking. I wouldn't say a darn thing. You hear me? Crickets.
Listen, in the book that I wrote, be right in real time.
Yeah.
And the thing is, here's the truth. We don't, first of all, deeply, deeply unserious country. Deeply unserious. We shouldn't even have to pay taxes until we get our act together.
A farce.
It's not real.
Mm-mm.
It is Tropic Thunder of a country.
Says the man in fatigue.
Well, if war plans are getting leaked, you need to have camouflage. Okay?
They gonna see you, Kevin.
They ain't gonna see me. I'm gonna be like, and now they don't know if I'm brush or a man that's 270.
I know that hoodie still smells like Terry Black.
So. I can be that brisket stays in. Also, quick aside, if you don't eat a lot of red meat.
Oh, my stomach's cooked, bro.
Like that, which I don't really consume red meat on a regular basis anymore. I'm big chicken McGee. Melissa don't really cook red meat like that, chicken fish. I would not advise you to go to Texas and eat briskets to your heart's content.
That's what you did?
Brisket tacos.
Brisket bolognese. Brisket tacos.
Brisket bolognese. Brisket. I said, Josh, you just, now come on,
no
man.
No fire, though. Oh, my
brisket
God.
Brisket in spaghetti sauce? I ain't never heard of that. We was eating ribs, rib tacos, brisket tacos. Let me tell you what.
It was all fire.
My stomach.
It all tastes good.
Oh, my God.
It was delicious.
My stomach's still inflamed.
But my stomach was going. When Melissa came home, I was in the bathroom. I was, there was some remnant. And she was like,
more than remnant.
You had a lot of red meat, huh? Close the door and you shouldn't be in here.
She can tell by the scent.
Bruh, because all that red meat, if you don't eat it like that.
Oh, no.
Like it?
Your boo-boo stinks.
Yeah. I bet.
Anyway, back to Wartex. What I want to say is we don't, our politicians don't keep the same energy. Go ahead.
They are improv artists. I'm telling you, this is Whose Line Is It Anyways? Stop. That's what was probably in there. We're going to zip over here to Israel. We're going to zop over here to Ukraine. It is, they're making it up as it feels like a clown car.
What?
Like, honka, honka, honka. It seems like a jest, and we are just sitting here watching it like, what is going to happen?
1,000%.
And why do we have war plans? Well, who are we mad at?
Angel, I don't think the United States has stopped. We are war.
We are the bullies in the
war. We were mean in girls. Afghanistan for Afghanistan for 20 years.
I mean, yes.
These are just the public wars. We don't know about the covert wars, the coups, the arms dealings. We have made movies about the stuff. That's how much war we do. The movies, Jonah Hill was in a movie about something that wasn't even that long ago. War Dogs.
This is my thing. At least
imperialistic, that's what I was thinking of.
I was about to say Afghanistan. Afghanistan, even though that was wrong too, at least we had like a fake reason to be there. We were like 9/11 happened, yada, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we anywhere right now?
You know what's funny? Somebody said this online and I agree. If the United States saw what the United States is doing right now, the United States would go to war with the United States.
Absolutely.
Because we just be in people's business.
All up in other people's. But also,
we're the Karens of the world.
But it also be pissing me off because people be wanting us in other people's business. And I'd be like, I don't know what they're doing over there in their house. I do not know. I do not know. I know what we need. We need to clean this house up, though.
That's what we need to focus on.
Let's go to war with ourselves because this place is junky.
Ego death.
Ah! Text message that.
And now the Republicans are like, I mean, it happens. Like that's their stuff.
No,
you know
what Trump said at first was, I don't know anything about this. Also, the Atlantic is a failing news source.
He's very consistent in his ridiculousness, is what I will say. My thing is, what else is in that text thread? It's like, so we're going to go to war in 2 hours. Do you want to go get sushi, though?
1,000%.
Do not ask Jan because she's been pissing me off. Like, I feel like what's mixed
That's
in there?
That's what a group chat is. A good group chat is going to go from war to Chipotle orders.
Right.
Like, I have group chats that are years old. If you scroll up, once like 20 minutes has passed, you're free to change the topic.
New topic.
To anything.
Oh yeah, you can talk about the brisket at Chipotle.
1,000. Have y'all had the brisket tacos down Terry Black's? Oh yeah, back to Yemen. Like that's the group chat.
I feel like they've got memes in there. They're trying to get this dance. That one.
Uptown, downtown. Do you got?
Can you do it,
Angel?
I wanted us to do it today, but then you got to leave so early. We
should
do it.
Even know how people do it.
Out.
You can do it.
I don't know how he starts it up, but at the end of the day, all
uptown,
he's doing
downtown.
He's just doing that. But he
I don't know
like
how to control.
Up.
I don't know how to control my. Your feet are going different than you.
Boom, 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 boom.
So your left foot's staying?
Yeah.
Oh.
I look cool, Josh?
I don't know.
I think we could do it.
Somebody sent me a video of how to Dougie, and it was probably like, I was going to spend the whole day learning.
I was watching it earlier today, and I was like, oh, we should do this. I said, Kevin, got to go.
Either me and Melissa were going to do this one. Did you ever learn this one?
Oh, it's too late to bet about it. Is it too late about it?
You know that one?
Yeah, kind of. It just looks like the following. It was going to either be that one or If You Want My Love.
You can boogie.
I want us to do all of those the next time we have time. Thursday, make sure your knees are good. We are dancing.
We have rehearsal.
On Thursday.
On the beat.
See, that's what I feel like the text chain has to look like. It's got to be all of this and war.
With a side of Yemen.
But what you need to do is kick off your life the way they're kicking off these text messages. Okay, listen, time is passing by so fast here. We already in spring. Mm. Weren't we just in summer of last year?
Man.
Well, there's going to be some good events, some good memories that feel like they just happened yesterday, y'all. Like, but they weren't yesterday. They were long. Just the other day, Zay Zay graduated. But look at us. He about to be a sophomore in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Man, no matter how fast time seems to be flying by, it's never too late to make progress. If you're saving up for a big purchase like a home or a car and need to build credit fast, Kickoff can help. They're the number one credit building app in the App Store, and plans start at just $5 a month. No credit check needed, okay? No hidden fees and no interest. Let me tell you, building your credit can feel like a daunting task. So sometimes you just need help. And you know what? Where do you go? It's not like you could just be like, hey, credit builder person, build my credit.
Don't
call them, because more than likely they're going to be scamming you. But with Kickoff, it helps you build your credit fast, because as we all know, lots of credit is king. And there's a lot of things that you want in life that really will enhance your life that you need a good credit to have. And Kickoff can be right there in your back pocket. You could use it as a tool to help get the things you want in life. So if your credit is under 600, you can jump like 28 points in your first month. Kickoff is a smart legal credit hack with no catch, no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. It's simple. You make on-time payments. Credit bureaus see good behavior and your credit grows fast. Kickoff is the number one credit building app out there. It has over 100,000 positive reviews on the App Store, and 98% are 5 stars. Building credit can happen faster than you expect with Kickoff. Don't wait. Get your first month for just $1 at getkickoff.com/SK.
SK.
That's Kickoff without the C. Get 80% off at kickoff.com. Excuse me. Get 80% off at getkickoff.com/SK.
SK.
Let me read this disclaimer, please. Must sign up via getkickoff.com/SK to activate order. Offer applies to new customers first month only, subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions may apply. Point stat based on Equifax Venture Score 3.0. Changes for Kickoff users starting at 600 who made their first on-time payment between January 2021 and March 2024. Payment and credit activity outside of Kickoff can impact your credit. Individual results may vary.
All right, real quick, prayers up to Juju Watkins.
Mm.
What done happened to her?
That sweet baby tore her ACL last night.
Last night?
Last night in the NCAA women's basketball tournament.
What's she doing? Oh, because she, yes, because that's here.
Yep.
Is it? No, it's not March Madness no more. We done with that.
No, it is. Still is.
Okay, yeah. God dog it.
But yeah.
Non-contact
look like. So she's out for 6 to 9 months.
Dang.
It's terrible.
That ACL, man.
ACL.
That's what happened, because she was smiling at that boy.
Let's talk about that for a second.
And you know what? I'm really
mad. Because you're a boy mom.
I am a boy mom. I'm mad because I cannot, since yesterday, I have not been able to connect to the Wi-Fi here. So I'm having to do all this on my little teeny phone.
Mm.
But let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. I'm curious, as a mother of boys.
What's that boy's name? AD5?
JD5.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, he's the fifth?
He's number 5.
Oh, he is number 5. Mm-hmm. I was about to say, oh my God, that long of a lineage of using the same name.
Yeah, I wish I could have did that.
JD5?
Why didn't
you? Just because, you know, I didn't want Zezé to have my shoes to fill, and then he booked a movie at 5, so I was. I didn't
want to have my shoes look really small now.
I didn't want to have to fill his shoes.
So what it looked like was that they were at a game. Yes, and Juju and JD were sitting beside each other, seeming to have a really cute little conversation.
Vibing.
They were vibing. We were seeing all their teeth in their gums.
Yeah.
Right? Two very beautiful young people.
Yes.
Athletic. Because what sport does he play? He plays football.
For the Washington Commanders.
Okay. So he's in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, there was a cutaway, and then when you cut back, you see JD's mama sitting between the both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like she's saying, y'all, you need to watch the game. Eyes ahead.
And his mom is, I don't know if you know this, his mom is notorious for like, ain't no women going to just be with my son. You ain't going to catch my son up with no OnlyFans woman, stuff like that. Like, she's been on record for saying stuff like that.
And you know why I don't mind her? First of all, quick aside, his mama is pretty.
Yes, she is.
She looks amazing. I don't know if she was a teenage pregnancy with that baby because she looked just as young. I said, oh, she had him at 16, okay? And looked like she had a lot of support from her mother and her aunts because she looks great. She don't look like life has worn her out. She looks amazing.
Oh my God.
Yes, ma'am. Get on camera too. But I can understand both sides of this. If your child is a professional athlete, that means you spend a lot of your time and money
mm-hmm.
in them becoming a professional athlete.
Yes.
They didn't happen upon them.
No.
You didn't all of a sudden hear them singing in the shower and then say, let's get you signed to a record deal. We didn't have to go play a game over here, then the next weekend drive across the damn nation and play a game over here, then another game in the evening. It's a lot of time and money. So you're not about to just jump on her investment. Okay?
No.
It don't matter if he's grown or not. She's like, he got a couple more years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Leave him be. And then also at the same time, I get why people are like, well, he's a grown man. He's
24, by the way. She's 19.
Okay, so even another reason. Look, she understands no smart decisions are going to be made with two pretty young people sitting beside each other.
Yeah. No, you need a little bit of ugly to get some sense in there.
People make bad decisions with ugly. So you know they're going to make bad decisions with pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got nice bodies because they're athletes. So when they take off their clothes, their bodies are where they thought they would be. ain't nothing where you didn't think it was going to be. Ain't no hair shooting out of places.
Why would you put it like that? That's so funny, but so true.
It's true. You don't know these days.
Oh, boy.
You don't know if things are where you thought they were. Because when you take until you take it off, and then there's things there that weren't there before.
Oh, man.
You get surprise. You all of a sudden got gray nipple hairs or something crazy that you weren't expecting.
Gray ball hairs is a heartbreaker.
Listen.
Them old saggy balls.
But these young people, everything is where they thought it would be, and they ain't no surprises.
They ain't no surprises.
And stupid choices will be made. If you like him and he like you, ain't no, mm-hmm. This is a recipe for disaster. So I get where mom was coming from, and she probably know him better than most people do. So I have sons that I would do that with, and I have sons that I wouldn't do that with.
Really?
Kai Jonathan Anthony Tanksley? Oh, yeah. I'm sitting between whomever every time. LaMarcus, I ain't got to worry about that.
You ain't got to worry about him?
I ain't got to worry about him.
Mm-hmm.
That Kai, though, look at the damn game or we going home.
Because Kai's eyes be small.
Yeah. Kai thinks he's fine, and Kai is.
Kai's like, what's up, Mr. Kevin? What's up, man?
Yeah, and he's funny, too. You shut up with your jokes and go home with your pretty little chocolate face. So I can get why his mama might be like, no, get y'all's eyes on the damn game. Leave this little pretty girl alone. Because Juju pretty without trying. She got that little girl ponytail. She ain't even doing.
And dropping 40 in
buckets.
I mean, she plays basketball so well.
Yeah.
I love her. I got her jersey. Her jersey getting framed right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure that is an attractive thing to that man.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you a good athlete, too.
Now, people said they'd be cousins, but I didn't see.
Now, they do look alike. Now, I will say this. Once the mama got in between the both of them, I said, look at the triplets sitting up there together.
If they're cousins, then it would make less sense for her mom to sit like that.
No, if they cousins, she probably like, y'all gonna act up. And I don't have time for that.
But we had a basketball game. You can't act up.
Somebody would sit between us if we were at a public event, they would be like, let me sit between y'all because y'all going to be over here being stupid.
I can't disagree with that.
Josh would be like, no.
When we were doing our Shaman video last week, Josh was like, you're back.
Exactly. He's the only one with sense in here, and that's a shame because he's a baby.
He was born in 1993.
Okay. I'm turning 32 this year.
Well, listen, you're still a
talk
child.
About that.
Are you turning 32?
Yes, that's what 1993 plus, well, you technically go the other way, 2025 minus 1993.
Joshua.
I know, man.
What are you going to do?
I'm terrified.
We going to Chuck E. Cheese? Where baby go?
My back's tight after this flight. I was like, it's a wrap.
You got to stretch,
I
baby.
I went to the chiropractor for the first time last week.
Oh, you got to stretch.
Fantastic. That's not age. So. That's because you're about to get married. So your body got to fall apart.
That's what that's about.
Yeah, it's got to. Because you got to make sure she's in this for the better or worse in sickness and in health. So we got to show you the sickness, which is your back pain right now. So, yeah, I get it. I mean, I also get why people are like, she needs to chill, but that's her son. So, you know what? Yeah. That's her baby. How would you be if you had a little girl?
You know, I don't know. I'm learning at a certain age. Somebody said this before when I was struggling with the boy, with Zay Zay driving. Mm. They're like, at a certain age, at this age, you got to trust that what you taught your kids has either stick or it ain't going to stick. Because you 18, 19, you're going to do what you're going to do. If Juju was my baby, I don't know. I'd be like, girl, focus on that basketball. I'd be Rita's mom. The choir and the niggas is out.
The choir and the niggas is out.
Get up here and shoot some free throws. Mm-mm. Don't worry about that Jaden Daniels. You know what I mean? Or anybody else, for that matter. Because you're going to be the face of the league soon.
Listen, because I ain't never seen a five-month pregnant female basketball player on the court. I ain't never seen it.
No, they got to go off for a little bit.
Yeah, they got to go away. So we like, don't want you to go away.
They
got to
go off and have that baby. Then they come back and the baby be like, wah, wah. And the mom be like, Also, Sydney Colson got introduced at the Fever yesterday.
It didn't make you sad that she's not with the Aces no more?
Yes. She was such a good time. And now she's going to take all that good energy over to the Fever. Fever are going to be contenders. I'm telling you now.
Nasty.
I would not be surprised if the Fever are in the finals. I'm telling you now. Caitlin.
Clock it.
Been in the dark. They got DeWanna Barner. They got Sid is a glue girl, but Sid can handle that rock too. She's a great point guard as well. She's a glue gal. You need a good glue gal. They got Kelsey Mitchell re-signed. I think they got Lexi Hall as well.
So when you going to the game?
The Fever game?
Yeah, in this coming season.
Never going to Indiana. If I never went to Indiana in my life again.
Said you have to go to Indiana.
Do we have a show in Indianapolis?
No.
Or what's close to that?
Oh, Indianapolis is in Indiana. Never mind. I forgot that.
Indianapolis
is just a standalone
city. We're staying an extra day in Indiana.
Indianapolis, I forgot.
But you also don't have to go to their home game, sir. They play people away.
I want to see Caitlin in real life. I'll go to a Sparks game. Sparks going to be good too now.
Sparks are nice.
I've been to a Sparks game. It's great.
They got Cameron coming back. They got Rakia. De'Erica Hamby. That's why you got to win when you can win, because them niggas retool. all right, anyway. The Breakfast Club was all the rage. Literally, the moment we left,
it all blew up.
I think it was that night.
Yeah.
Jess Hilarious went live.
Yeah.
And aired her grievances on Instagram.
She did.
And the next morning, we were all invited to the HR meeting.
Yes.
To discuss. I haven't even talked to you about this, Angel. So, what are your thoughts?
Listen, I empathize and sympathize with Jess. I actually felt really bad for her. I also was like, I said this on me and Marcus's podcast. I was like, Lord, thank you also for letting me see this.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, entertainment-wise?
No. You know, Jess is who replaced me on Lil Rel Show.
That is correct.
And wow. I was like, and I wish no ill to that. That didn't have nothing to do with her. But it was also like, Angel, this happens to a lot of people.
Oh, did you have a moment of like?
No, it was just like, okay. You know what? This happens. This doesn't just happen to you. Now, granted, she wasn't replaced. She felt like she was being replaced.
Yes.
And I can understand and empathize. And I was just like, Yeah, girl, I've been there. I've been there with your feelings hurt, but I didn't go on Instagram Live. Thank God. I kept that hurt feelings right there in my chest. Right there in my chest and pushed them out of my eyes.
Is this why you never leave this podcast?
Absolutely, because the shit that's happening to her would happen. That's exactly what would happen.
This show will be called There's the Thought.
Right. I'd be like, get no. This is why. No. It did feel like they were playing in her face. It was just like, stop acting like y'all don't understand what she's saying.
Right.
Stop acting like y'all don't understand why she feels. Get out the comments. Nigga, F the comments. Is the girl here to replace her or not? Because she's saying she's only talking during her segment. Like, she's like, the comments are just allowing her to know that she's not crazy. What she's feeling is also being paired up in the comments. But they kept, you know, you didn't say it. Women don't support women. It just, but I can understand their feelings of like, did you really talk to us before this Instagram Live to express your feelings? Because you could have.
Yeah.
And we would have said, Lauren, thank you so much. Your time here is done. But I also.
But that's a, go ahead.
But I also think. This is my personal opinion.
Oh, that's what we hired you for.
Mm-hmm. They like to be messy over there. I mean, because everybody watched it.
I watched it more than I watched my own interview.
Yeah.
I tuned into the clips, and then I watched the clips on the gram and on the Twitter, and I looked at the dialogue that people was having. Let me tell you what was the craziest comment that I saw a lot from black women profiles.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you shouldn't have had no baby. Hey.
Insane.
And I saw that a lot. And men too. But I wasn't surprised to see it from men. The amount of black women profiles that were like, you know what? You shouldn't have had that baby. That's not, there were some that were like, that's what you get. But the common theme was, that's the risk you take. That is not a thing that ever happens to men.
The risk you take is crazy.
But that's exactly what it feels like, though.
It is.
That's exactly what it feels like.
And that's what it could look like, too, if you don't really know. If you just heard the story. Because the machine
goes on.
Without you, quickly.
Listen, we live in a capitalist society. Yoda, are you going? Do you not want to wear the glasses?
Yoda said, I got LASIK.
Okay, because now you ain't. These on me? I need you to have them. He said he didn't. You don't need them. Like, put them on the top now, and I'm not gonna talk to you about it again. Keep the glasses on your face. If it weren't illegal to not have maternity leave, I think companies would be like, "All right, so use your sick time, and when you're done with that, we'll see you back at work."
Mm-hmm.
Lots of companies don't have paternity leave, and if they do, it's not often on the same par. Remember when Melissa was pregnant with JoJo?
Mm-hmm.
She got 6 weeks, I believe, maternity leave, and then she had like 2 weeks of vacation time. So I think it was like 8 weeks, maybe some FMLA to make it a little bit over 2 months or over 10 months.
Uh-huh.
When Mel was at Netflix, she got to take a year off. A year. When Isaiah was born.
They also told her to not come back, though.
They did. They did tell her that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like, and thank you for your time.
But that was going to happen either way. When Zay was born, if I'm not mistaken, Zay was born on a Tuesday. Melissa was in the hospital on her deathbed almost for 3 days, and I was at work on Monday.
Oh, yeah. They like it. Oh, so sorry, but you have these on your desk.
And the sales goals don't change. Whether you leave for vacation, whether you have a baby. Let me tell you what, you want me to be honest, Angel? I will. I would have done everything Jess Solaris did except go live on Instagram. Mm. If I feel like I'm getting replaced, and first I would have been in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, I would have been in the comments of the videos that I'm not in.
Uh-huh.
To see how people take them. Let's not stand on ceremony, Mr. Wayne. I would have been in them comments.
Correct.
I would have been letting it affect me.
Uh-huh.
I would have felt like, this is weird. Y'all make me feel pushed out. Kev on stage, live in Louisville, Kentucky, Fortnite.
I have fun on tour, so I'm not going to be here with you, Negroes.
I would be on that road because y'all can't control that. If y'all going to push me out, let me make sure my dates go back up. I wouldn't have gone live on Instagram. But I understand.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it as a consumer. It was great television. And shout out to Lauren, who, in my opinion, made my interview great.
She's a great journalist.
She's a great journalist. I found out a lot about her since then. Like, I followed her and been, she'd been at it for a long time. And she just announced, or they just announced that she got a podcast, her own podcast under Charlamagne's banner with iHeart.
Yeah,
The latest with Lauren.
Latest with Lauren. Thank you.
Yeah. But she's professional. She's smart. She's witty. She's good. She's going to go far, Breakfast Club or not. So I see why they were like,
Well, because she's the, how can I put it? Without sounding meaner than what I mean to sound. She is the only professional in the
only journalist, trained journalist.
Yes. Like, without her, it is just a bunch of, You definitely
I went to journalism school.
Okay. You definitely. I say we try to be insightful when there's moments to be insightful. And if not, then we're looking for the joke as fast as we can. There is a point. Sometimes with the Breakfast Club, I don't know. Right. Other than being messy, I don't know the point. So for her, it's just like, okay, this is, now we're getting some like information.
Yeah.
Like, this is why I thought Jess was a great addition to the Breakfast Club, because Jess with the mess, it's messy, but there's jokes.
It's funny.
Yeah, and there's jokes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is the perfect little trifecta.
And I think that's what was unfair. An unfair criticism is they did not hire Jess to be a journalist, which she said. They hired her because she's funny.
Of course.
She had a messy thing to add to the comedic element of the Breakfast Club. To me, it's unfair to compare Jess's strengths to Lauren's strengths, even if you like Lauren's strengths. Like, they didn't hire Jess to be a journalist. They or a producer or a news producer.
Yeah.
Like, they hired Jess to be a comedic voice.
Uh-huh.
I think Angela Yee, Shala Yamain, Dogal. I feel like Lauren feels more in line with Angela Yee's version. Or the way her voice was on The Breakfast Club, she was often the most prepared, the most researched. I don't know if she has a journalism background, but she felt the most like a journalist.
Yes, absolutely.
So Lauren is more akin to her. But to me, I think the show works with all four of them.
You know what? I've never listened to the whole show, so I can't say yay or nay. I believe it could work with all four of them. Why not? But I do get how if people are comparing the two of them, how Jess could feel like, oh, y'all are now saying I'm not good enough when I was never brought on the show to do these things.
Do it like that.
Two things were being conflated, in my opinion, are Jess and Lauren's like on-air tension and how Jess feels about how things are being handled. The hush and shut up. Yeah, that was way over the line.
I can't imagine telling somebody to shut up. An adult at work.
In that serious way.
And being like, shut up, hush.
Shut up, I'm talking.
See, now you was playing.
On a platform.
Like but that's how she did it. Shut up, I'm talking.
You didn't even look at me, so I feel like if you're going to tell me shut up, you got to at least.
You said, no, nigga. I'm the producer, you're the talent. But you saw Lauren did that too.
See, but that's good professional shade. That was per my last email.
Oh, you got to make sure you're dealing with another professional because you're going to get per my last shut the fuck up. That's what you're about to get. See, you're dealing with two different personalities because you said, you know, I'm the producer, you're my talent. Woo! I said, oh, Jess didn't clock that. She just sat there because she was in an emotional state. I felt for her because she is the one that it feels like things are being done to her, not just by a singular person, but by the company she is working for.
Yes.
Not to say that Lauren has the best situation either, because, you know, she doesn't want to be in a like hostile work environment. She's just trying to do her job. At the end of the day, Lauren is trying to come up with the come up. Mm-hmm. She ain't really concerned about none of them. She's like, how do I make sure I do a good job so that whatever my next thing is, they can look back at this and be like, oh, you did the damn thing.
She's Tom Brady. Yeah. Drew Bledsoe got hurt. My goal is to make sure y'all trade him. Yes. I'm sorry he got hurt, but I ain't coming out.
Yeah.
I'm throwing touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. I'm going to make y'all have to make a hard choice.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't? You living in New York, like, I get professional ambition. I'm an ambitious person.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, oh, I'm about to make it hard for them.
Yeah.
No matter, however I could.
And Lauren didn't come from the Atlantic. She came from TMZ.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
She went back and forth with Harvey one time on one of the black issues. She told Harvey on the show, well, you're white, so you wouldn't understand. I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Yeah, this
and right. He was like, no, it's not a race issue. And she was like, it absolutely is. You know, blase, blase. I only seen a short clip. But I was like, first of all, kudos. She got a new fan in me.
Yeah,
she got a new fan, okay.
Good at her job. And also, I've been in both predicaments.
Oh, have you?
I've been the Jess, and I've been the Lauren.
Mm. Huh. Tell us more.
I don't think I need to.
Okay.
You know the more.
Yes, it just clicked in. You know what? I said,
I will show the hell up. I will be slinging jokes as hard as possible. I will be prepared. And it's going to be really hard for you to get me from this desk.
You're Tom Brady.
I'm not playing with you. Okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, when did that happen? When did that happen? I know. My bad. You didn't have a long storied career. I don't know all your stories. I know that story. I said, when did that? Okay. Do we have an ad?
Yes. Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes so you can feel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor's keto meals based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. I eat Factor every single day. It is so yummy. I like it. So do my kids. So when I'm like, yo, I do not have time to be trying to figure out what y'all about to eat. Go grab a meal from the refrigerator. And they be tearing up my Factor meals. And I'll be like, if you eat another one of my shrimp Factor meals, I promise to God, I'm going to fight you. So they be tearing up the chicken ones, though. Anyways, eat smart. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/SK50off and use code SK50off to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code SK50off.
SK50off.
At factormeals.com/SK50off.
SK50off.
To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring today's podcast. So at the end of the day, I feel for both ladies. I feel more for Jess because it does feel like something is happening to you fully out of your control.
Yeah.
I feel for Lauren because she was asked to do a job and she can't help that she's doing it well.
Right.
She's not telling people to put comments inside of the things to bash Jess. She's not doing any of that.
Yeah.
She is doing her job and she is on a mission to do her job the best of her ability and to grow her brand. I do feel some type of way at how it felt like Jess was being gaslit a little bit. Yes. And I'm not saying that DJ Envy shouldn't have felt some type of way that she put it out on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But let's get to the core of it. Y'all know what y'all doing. Right. Stop acting like y'all don't know what y'all doing.
And also, I feel like they put her in an impossible spot because they're like, well, if you didn't want her on the show, you came back, you could just kick her off the show. Now, why would you do that? Why would you put her in a position to be like, all right, you're done? Like, if it was understood, and from the framing, it seems like it was understood that Lauren was a maternity hire replacement.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So one could only assume that when maternity leave ends, things will go back to the way they were.
Right.
And if not, we have a meeting and we sit down and say, hey, Jess, I know we thought it was going to be I know we discussed that when you return from maternity leave, we're going to go back to 3 chairs, but we actually think it's better with 4. we actually think Lauren's segment should be included. Whatever the case is,
yeah.
At the end of the day, they're employees. My question was, who the boss over at the club?
Exactly.
Who the person that's supposed to be telling what is happening? Because it seems like somebody who was supposed to direct, communicate, have the hard conversations, whatever they are, it seems like that part did not happen.
Right.
And they were just kind of letting it flow. And in that scenario, tensions can rise.
Absolutely.
Like, somebody got to be the one to have the hard conversations.
Yeah.
Say, hey, Jess, I know what we said. It's changing. She's still an employee. So if she doesn't like it, she doesn't have to like it to do it. But it's not out of the realm of understanding. If you don't do that, I would be feeling some type of way. Like, and then for you to be like, oh, yeah, you go tell her she's done.
Yeah, that's just, she ain't the boss. Right. She is not the boss. And who would not, let's be honest. Who would not want whoever is taking the shine from them to leave? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way Beyonce is going to be like, absolutely, let's have Jennifer Hudson sing with me in every single song on every album that I do. Not to say that Jennifer Hudson will take her shine, but it's just like, not one. If you look at all of Beyonce's recent albums, there's no one who sings as good as her on any of her duets. She be putting Drake to sing. I just want to say you're my. She don't ever have somebody. She'll be like, Fantasia, come over here and sing with me. That is not, who does that?
Oh my God.
So why is that even a question? Oh no. The girl that everybody thinks is better than me, please, let's let her stay. Like, yeah. That's, nobody is choosing that. If it was, as long as you got to own it, that'd be different. But if it was like, okay, if somebody else owned, here's the thing, and they were like, okay, you know what, Kev? While you're getting your shoulder surgery, we're going to have Steve Harvey fill in. Mm-hmm. And then...
What? Now, what you mean you going to have... You going to have who? Huh? You going to have who replace me? I'd rather have Shannon Sharp now than you go have you and Jenny. Shannon Sharp going to take my place. I don't know what I'm going to do. Because if the duck go quack, it can't fly.
Especially a nigga who like to talk as much as you. Ain't no way. You'd be like, hey, so. Mm-mm. I'm so glad.
You get me a mute.
So glad Steve was able to help to keep the ratings up. But I need him to go back to
get
Family
the hell
Feud.
On. Go back to Survey Says, nigga. This is my podcast.
And you see,
baby Yoda don't know you.
I won't let nobody sit up in this seat. I'll burn this chair first. You're going to have to stand. You're going to have to squat. You're going to literally have to be
pregnant?
Like this. I will be here head crowning. I'll be like, let's hurry up and do that. Let's hurry up and do the ad. Let's hurry up. And you know, now that we done got down the doing it virtual, I'll be up in the hospital. Get the hot spot up. It's time. Big ass areola nursing a baby. Factor Meals has kept me feeling great in the hospital. I'm not coming from off of this desk.
Oh,
I'm not.
My God.
I'm not.
Ain't doing
this
doggone Cal Ripken Jr. when it comes to being here.
Listen.
Somebody asked, what does Lakers in five mean? That means the Lakers are going to win a basketball series in five games. It's a funny thing that Shannon's been doing lately. Chicken wings, chicken on a string, G thing. Lakers in five.
Lakers in five. But yeah, it was great to watch. It was also uncomfortable to watch.
Oh!
When
it's like when you're at a dinner party and the couple starts arguing and you can't go nowhere because the food's not ready.
No, I love that.
I don't know how you like that. My skin be crawling. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going to make sure next time me and Marcus are mad at each other and we're near you, I'm going to be like, get on the other side of Kev because we're going to have this.
I would spontaneously combust.
I would link arms with you. And I'll be like, the thing that made it uncomfortable was, for me, was because Jess started crying.
I mean, she got the postpartum.
Yes.
Right? Like, the baby still knew. You asking a lot. I feel like hormones are probably, you probably know more about when your hormones are more out of whack, but pregnancy, luteal phase, perimenopause, hormones out of control.
Everything is out of control. And when you have someone gaslighting you too, so you already are like, am I overreacting?
And then you got comments agreeing.
Yes.
Which, again, human nature, you're going to go and look at them.
Because sometimes you wonder, sometimes you're looking for someone to tell you.
You're not crazy.
Correct. And they're like, you're not. She's better. They're pushing you out.
And on other platforms.
Yes, everywhere.
Everywhere.
And to have people be like, just because you're in the comments. No, also, it, just because the two exist at the same time doesn't mean that they're both invalid. The comments might be invalid, but how I feel is not.
Listen, how you feel is legit. You hear me?
So I feel bad. Hopefully they'll be able to make it work, because I do think Jess is the funniest person on that show. Agreed. and they need the funny. Yes. I do think actually they could just get rid of DJ and Charlamagne. And it would be okay. They could just have them rotate in and out, to be honest. But they are the ones with all the connections. But I do feel like I do feel like it could work with all four of them. And I know it'll eventually smooth over. If it don't, we'll get to watch it again.
Listen, Randy Sneak Jr. said this, and I agree. He said, also, comments have value to a social media star. 1,000%. That's your currency. And Jess blew up on social media. Charlamagne was working in radio. DJ Envy was a working DJ. Lauren was a news producer, journalist. Jess blew herself up on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So you be in there seeing how things are received.
And the breakfast, let's be honest, the Breakfast Club blew up because of social media. While they were big, because they weren't a syndicated show. A lot of us were not getting The Breakfast Club when it was a radio show that was really popping in New York.
Yeah.
It wasn't until they started putting the clips online that the rest of the United States and black population was like, now what's this? They got everybody over there.
1,000%.
So they can't act like they weren't also too. That's why she said, Charlotte, you be in the comments too.
Everybody does. Everybody does. Now, you can't let them impact you, but, you know, that's how it be. Kevin Stage ain't that funny.
I know, and it impacts my friend all the time.
No, it's not. I never think about it.
But luckily, majority of your comments are so positive, Kev.
Crew going to pull up on your boy.
It be those little small where they be snipers, and they be sniping my friend. Mm. They know what get to you, and it gets you.
I got printouts of those tweets. I'll be doing push-ups like.
Luckily, I don't have time to read, and my dyslexia also retranslates things
Angel be on social media to post her video and get back off and raise four children.
No, so I be on there and I watch videos that they ain't got nothing to do with nothing, especially when I'm on that toilet.
Oh, yeah, it's the best thing on the toilet.
I be sitting watching
on the toilet.
People do pirouettes. Oh, Kevin got to go. On the
toilet, yeah. Not yet.
Okay. I thought you had to be there at 10:30.
No. Malik Yoba's no longer black. I don't know if you guys caught the announcement. If you didn't, here it is. Let's take it from the top. He was Jamaican when I first met him. That was cool runnings, but now that's out. So listen to this.
So, what's up, America? I decided that I'm no longer a black man. No longer a person of color. BIPOC. None of that shit. What I am is a non-white man. And I think we should all just start calling ourselves non-white. So, they're gonna have to figure it out. They'll just say that shit explicitly. No DEI, no BIPOC, no references to our blackness. So we just all walk around like, I'm not a black man, I'm a non-white man. I'm a non-white woman. I'm a non-white, all of us, Asians, Latinos, black people, everybody, call it what it is. I'm just non-white. And let them rebuke that. Let them refute it. Let them come up with something that just says, we like all non-whites. Excuse me. We don't like all non-whites.
What's your thoughts, Angel?
I actually get what he's saying. I don't think it's going to work in the way that he thinks. What he's saying is, if we remove the labels of all of our different categories and just plop ourselves into the non-white category, then white people are just going to have to say what it is. Mm-hmm. You dislike anyone who is not white.
Yes.
but it's not, that's not going to work. He thought he was being prolific. I don't think he was really saying, I don't identify as a black man.
I think he was being sarcastic.
Yes.
And the truth is, I get what he's saying. Sarcasm didn't land as well as he probably wanted it to land.
He thought it was going to. It did not.
Yeah, and plus we don't hear from you often. So and people be saying stuff like that. You got RG3 saying sports are not political, and Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in and of itself is not political, and he's not being sarcastic.
Correct.
So it might make one's head explode. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I literally was like, I had to turn my phone down and. Because how you think Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier is not political when segregation was a law? Do you think the Negro Leagues were created out of sheer fun? Or do you think the Negro Leagues were created because black players couldn't play in the major league?
He's like, but that's not political. That's a game.
And I was just like, you know what? Let me take a deep breath. So that's why, if you don't know, it's not like Malik Yoba got a podcast.
No.
So you could hear from him all the time. So you can't always detect sarcasm. Here's the thing about DEI. What I wish they would just say, what they're initially saying when they say DEI, they're initially saying that if you're not a straight white cisgender male, you are not the right person for the job.
Correct.
That's what the default is. And the funniest thing about it, this is why I'd be like, my head be about to explode, because the whole reason for affirmative action and DEI hires is because the jobs were always going to straight white men, regardless of if they were the most qualified or not. Mm-hmm. And people were like, you know what? Other people are not getting a chance who are more qualified. Like the guy who leaked the war plans. That's the default hire. I'm not crazy. But I don't think everybody who got that position would have leaked them plans.
No.
But you give a straight white man the job regardless every single time. And some people start to feel like, you know what? I feel like other people should have a chance. That's why Papa Pope said, you got to work twice as hard to get half of what they got. That's what he was talking about. But now DEI has just become a pseudonym for black or nigga. Bill Burr, who's married to a black woman, a great person,
a great person, or she is?
She is.
Okay.
She gave me some great restaurant recommendations, and that's all it takes for me. and he's had some biting commentary for MAGA people, and they were like, yeah, well, he's got a DEI wife. That doesn't even make sense.
What?
What are you even saying? You're saying he has a black wife.
So that's Malik's point.
Yes.
That is his point. Take the DEI. Don't let them even be able to call it DEI. Let them call it exactly what it is. We don't like you because you are non-white.
And we don't think you're qualified for the position. And they'd be like, things should go back to being on merit. They never were based on merit.
Hell no.
That's the whole reason for affirmative action and DEI. If things were actually based on merit, these people would already have gotten these jobs.
Yeah.
Because they're often the most qualified. But it's like talking to a brick wall.
Yeah.
Sometimes. No. It's like, same with woke. The thing that woke pisses me off. I hate what they've done to woke. I do too. They're making movies woke by including basically black or queer characters. That's what woke means.
It's no white
game. It's not centered on white people. The thing about it is, Cleopatra, The Last Samurai, when white men were in stories where white men didn't belong, white people, by and large, did not have a problem with things being whitewashed.
Absolutely not.
From the Bible to Ben-Hur to Cleopatra to Gods of Egypt to The Last Samurai, and that's just all I can think of off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When it was whitewashed, y'all loved it.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't care that things were whitewashed at all.
Right.
But now that some things are just going back to the truth or expanding where white people ain't the only subject, be all, end all, lead character, now it's woke. And it ain't like there's less white stuff.
Oh, there's still tons.
There's still plenty. We get one little South Side or One Little Black Little Mermaid or Moana or Coco, whatever it is, now you tripping. But when white people were in the Bible, Bible,
as pale as they wanted to be.
They said that man's hair was bronze and his hair was made of wool.
His
and they said
skin was bronze.
Skin was bronze, hair made of wool. And they said blonde hair, blue-eyed, stringy hair. Jesus.
That sounds right to me.
In the Middle East. Because, you know, I've been to Egypt. All I saw was white people.
All you saw was blonde hair, blue eyes.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, stringy hair.
Recessive genes just walking all up and through
Up and through Galilee. All up and through Galilee. There wasn't about but white people everywhere. Blonde hair, blue eyed Jesus. Before we move, we got to talk about this, even though we got to go. Let's talk about it. Why can't I 23andMe went bankrupt.
That's why I never used it.
That's not why I never used it. I didn't never use it. And I feel justified because what y'all doing with my stuff? You gonna plant it at a crime scheme? That's how I feel. You gonna go and be like, put Kev's blood in there, and now he didn't kill that man.
You don't give blood; you give saliva.
Well, that was the lick. I put my lick in there, and then I said, and they're gonna use that and create synthetic blood of me.
Okay, that's why I didn't know how we got to blood.
Yeah, they're gonna.
Got your DNA, Kevin.
Who?
The people.
They got mine?
They got your blood.
How?
They got it when you were a baby. They took it in.
What they did with it?
They pricked your fingers. They pricked your toes.
They held it?
Then they still got that. They still got your mama's placenta. They got all that stuff.
Dadgummit! So my head was up under the angel.
But no, it was different this time. Different shape. Nope. they go bankrupt, Kevin? Wasn't nobody using them?
I don't even know. I don't know what the business model. I don't know if it was expensive, if they have a finite amount of people who were searching their ancestry, or like most tech companies go belly up. It's not that uncommon. The uncommon part about it is when Periscope goes belly up, it's be like, okay, they stole my data, but everybody else stole my data. Your DNA is a little bit more personal. Mm-hmm. And the way bankruptcy works, whoever has the money can buy the assets. The assets of 23andMe
is our DNA.
Is the DNA.
Ooh, so what they gonna do?
Sounds like a great Black Mirror episode. Somebody's gonna buy it.
Yeah, but what you think they gonna do with the DNA? What you think they wanna do with the DNA?
Build an army? I feel like they would sell it for ads.
Sell DNA for ads?
Like they do with everything.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean sell it for ads?
You know how they sell your data. They watch you when you scroll on the toilet.
But how does your DNA help with ads?
Because they'd be like, this person like pumpkin pie that went inside my spit and said, ooh, he like his taste buds.
That's what I'm saying.
Pie.
That's what I meant. Like what they get
or they're
going to
create
DNA.
Super soldiers. Clones.
But that's gonna
they're
going
to give it to Lumen.
Now listen, Denora came up with the dopest joke, and I'm so mad she doesn't do stand up. It's such
Give
a good
to
joke
me.
To me. It's such a good joke to me that I typically, if a joke is funny, I just laugh. I love it. I wanted the joke. That's how
you wanted
it
to perform it.
I just wanted in life. We were talking about being perimenopausal, and she was.
Is
like,
she paired too?
Yeah, we all up.
All my niggas
age.
Getting up older about that Perry, huh?
And she said,
Angel was so ain't Perry. Y'all try to put that Perry up on me. I'm just high. And lo and behold.
I wasn't Perry when I said that.
No, you were. You just didn't know.
No, now I'm a good Perry. she was just talking about how her weight be fluctuating now. She don't know what clothes she can fit. One day she can fit it, next day she can't. And she said, you know what? It feels like I'm on severance and that my innie has been eating. I don't know nothing about it. Isn't that solid?
That's so good.
I was like, I was in the car. I said, Denora, that is such a good joke.
Let me make my TikTok.
It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Let me just get
Don't
my TikTok going. Think about it, y'all.
Don't you
We're
dare.
Not gaining a lot of weight.
Denora, I feel like. Denora,
you water bottle. You doing an audio water bottle.
It's Denora Walcott joke. It's Denora's Walcott joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke.
It's Denora's.
Denora Walcott joke. Oh, that joke. I said it's the tip of the iceberg. I said I feel like my innie and outie are having cheat days on not corresponding days.
Nigga,
they was a tough day at work. I'm going to get me a donut. And then the Annie goes in and goes to the vending machine and gets a donut from the vending machine. It's like they both eaten.
If I was severed, I'd be 400. Because I mean, that's going to be that nigga problem. Ribs, ribs, and ribs, and ribs. Are you caught up on Severance?
Nigga, and I was so mad. That's why we were talking about it. I was so mad at that damn finale. Wait!
Spoiler alert! Spoiler. If you ain't caught up, are you caught up?
Yes, I watched it yesterday. I had
spoiler
to.
Spoiler alert!
Pissed.
At Mark? At any Mark?
Honestly, it was so true to the story, though.
Why are you pissed at it? Why are you going to help the other man? I don't know that nigga. I want that heli.
They said from the beginning that was going to happen.
It's the only thing that makes
absolutely.
Sense.
Absolutely.
No, let me tell you why I'm mad, because it's like watching fucking toddlers run away from their parent in the house. Nigga, you going to get caught.
Angel, he's 2 years old.
That's exactly. And, that's what, and I got mad two watching days a old. I got mad watching this two-year-old run the show. Also, when they were talking to each other, I said, eventually, Ali Mark needs to be like, listen, I'm trying to be nice, but understand this. If you don't agree to do this, you are dead as of today.
That was Eddie Mark's first time getting coochie.
And nigga, if I done got it, I done hit the Eddie and the Audi.
It no more.
And you asked him to commit suicide.
Right.
If I go out this door, I'm never coming back. That coochie looking at me in the eye. One eye winking at me.
But the thing is that if you don't agree, you still dead. If he were to say by the fireplace, I'm not doing it. Well, nigga, this is the last time you ever talk. If you saying you're not gonna save my wife, I'm not going back to that damn job.
That's a risk I gotta take.
I've been like,
but if you let me in, the problem is this is what I like about the show.
Birds of a feather.
Whoever, 1,000%. Whoever has to make the last choice is gonna make the selfish choice.
Absolutely, that's what I'm
saying.
And
the last choice, nigga, your wife is out there.
And them saying,
find her. I don't know how y'all gonna do it. I saved her. You said you want to save your wife. She's outside. First of all, that nigga gonna be crazy. Jimma.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
They making super soldiers. That's what I know. Uh-huh. They gonna have little Lumen soldiers.
Yeah.
Also, Patricia Arquette, I feel like she done some murders in real life. That woman, she. Her acting is so good. She is her. And I've seen her in other movies and television pictures. She is her.
Her lace front is also really good. Yeah. I'll be looking at that scalp every time. I'm like, they laid that baby down.
Listen, that love is the way. He looking at his love of his life and the HR rep.
They look.
Nigga, she don't mean, Miss Casey don't mean a thing to me. I done slid in.
It's all dumb. They're stupid. And the fact that they don't see how stupid they are. You all are in your world is a building, is a fucking floor.
But listen, though.
You're going to die on that.
You ain't no real lover.
He got to double dip, though, no pun, because he was reintegrating? Yeah.
Yeah, he did get to double dip.
He's just like, I just didn't connect the last pieces. One more.
Yes.
But this, he's trying to tell him, we'll live together outside, but there's no way to live inside. That does not exist.
No, I agree. But that's his whole world is in that building. That ain't unusual, Angel. His whole world is been that building the whole time.
Right. And he's like, but it will not stand. Now that Jimma out, you know you're going to die regardless.
He don't know Jimma. He know Miss Casey.
No, but Miss Casey out, Miss Jimma out. You are going to die.
Why he going to die?
Because now that she can prove that she's been kidnapped, Lumen going to go down.
Oh, you talking about with his sister?
Yes. You're gonna die.
Yeah, and that's the problem now. The reintegrators are outside.
Yeah.
So once you leave the severed floor, even in Lumen, you
done. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like you because
we said spoilers now. We said spoilers.
So because you the fact of the matter is,
yeah,
is that you are in a lose-lose situation. So you might as well have been like, well, let's negotiate this.
You probably just want to hit one more time.
He should have negotiated it.
I think it's really, because at the end of the day, when Helly flips back, it's wraps for Helly.
It's wrap for her too.
I'm like, then negotiate that. Let me smash. I'm talking about hardcore.
Ha!
Okay? While the band's playing in the background. And then the HBCU
band.
Oh
my, Mr. Milchek with bam.
Body roll.
Nigga, Lumen, somebody on Twitter said, Lumen, you can say a lot about that, but you can't say they don't support the arts. They had a whole HBCU.
Listen, all Mark should have negotiated was conjugal visits.
Yeah.
With Helly to just go back to your innies once a week.
Nah, man. Whatever you guys work out. That's what Dylan said. My life began when I met you. I said, bars, nigga.
That was crazy.
And it's the truth.
I know, but like also though, nigga, shut up. You is just another conscience in somebody else's conscience.
I would love to meet my Annie. I wonder what that nigga would be like.
Oh, you the same. The fact that they wouldn't be different, and that would be unfortunate.
No, they better be different.
No, Kevin.
Because Helly and Helena, Helena sucks. Helly's cool. Any Mark and Audi Mark ain't really that much different.
Except for that last argument.
Except for that part. And I don't think I could convince myself of anything. I was watching that argument, and I'd be like, nigga, I couldn't convince me of nothing.
No.
Oh, I would eventually.
No way.
I wouldn't have been talking to no toddler after a while. Listen, I'm about to beat your ass.
And what you finna do? You can't. You know what he should have did? Audi Mark should have been like, nigga, Petey, bro. What happened to Petey? Petey, the one that told me about integration. He like, oh, nigga, Petey. Petey worked with you. Where he been at?
Kev, call Ben Stiller.
Which one is Petey?
Petey's from season one, the nigga who was reintegrating, his nose bled.
And he died.
He didn't bring that up. He was so worried about Gemma.
Because old dude don't know nothing about Petey.
He worked with Petey.
They were friends outside. Remember
Petey? No, but Petey worked in.
But no, he never met Petey on. And he don't know Petey.
Yeah, and he don't know Petey? No, I thought Petey worked inside.
He pulled up at the restaurant. That was the whole thing in the first episode. First or second episode. And then Petey died.
No, but did
Petey? Was Petey in? I thought Petey was inside.
We never saw Petey inside. I thought Helly
replaced Petey. I thought Helly replaced Petey. I thought it was.
Oh, they said that was his best friend. Okay, that was his best friend on the inside.
Yeah, okay. He should have brought Petey up, but nigga don't heal. He's worried about Jimmy. He can't bring Petey up. Also, Mark's sister sucks.
Why you say she sucks?
I just love her. I don't like her.
Why y'all don't like her?
She blew the whole operation up.
She's the worst.
How she mess it up?
And also was super.
She's the only reason. How she mess it up? Who I don't like is the black lady.
Black lady I don't like.
Oh, now, she's I doing said, you... you are getting on my nerves. But what's wrong with the sister?
I just... she rubbed me the wrong way.
Why? She's the only one that's the real one. She's like... She said, his brain is no longer your fucking jurisdiction.
But she didn't know what to do not with it, though.
It don't matter. Sometimes you just gotta
she
stand with
right
your
She was right
about
calling Ms. Cobell, though.
And
shout out to Ms. Cobell whole time. She the first Ms. Huang in the world. She the one that created the whole Severance Glass Glow Box. It was her. Nigga, Jamie Egan and Kier taking all the credit.
I need to know Milchek's backstory. I'm mad that they didn't show
us
that.
He's Gold Star Boy. He doesn't care about anything else other than
but I need to know how he became that. We found out why Ms. Cobell is who she is and her crazy ass self.
I think we'll get that next season.
We better get it or I'm going to be pissed off.
And the baby. Now we know why the baby was in there.
Why is she in there?
Because she's a super genius like Ms. Cobell. She won that Wintertime Fellowship. She had all these crazy designs. That baby is smart. And they're going to go and make her do whatever Lumen's next thing is. She's going to be in charge of it.
I thought this whole time, I thought that baby was a clone of Gemma.
Nah, she's just a... And I love how after a while, they all called it out like, you're literally a child. And then they were just like, well, I guess you're our boss now.
And what is Kier? I need answers.
Kier is the nigga who started Lumen.
But why is he godlike to them?
I think he was like the cult leader.
It's very cultish. It's very cultish. I need to know how that happened.
I don't know what season three gonna behold because
I need to know about the goats. Yeah. I know they're there for sacrifice.
Hey, white lady went in, didn't she?
Oh man!
Oh, that Game of Thrones tall ass lady.
That's she, Brianna Tarth, Brianna Lumen. That's Brianna Lumen. I gotta go. I gotta go.
Now we're just getting started.
Love y'all. Kev, bye.
Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.